Welcome to the Tag Republic podcast, a weekly chat with Carolina Guzik about all things marketing. Some episodes are short tips that you can implement in your business right away, while others are in-depth conversations with industry leaders. Whether you're a new photographer searching for some knowledge or an established professional with years of experience, Carolina offers fresh and innovative advice that can help you transform your photography business.
This episode is sponsored by The Art of Pinning, a self-paced Pinterest class for wedding and lifestyle photographers. If you are having a hard time driving traffic into your website, or SEO is overwhelming you, or the people that are visiting your website are not the kind of visitors, aka they're not converting into clients, then this class is for you. You can find more information at www.thetalkrepublic.com/Pinterest, or just follow the link in the notes. Now, enjoy this episode. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Talk Republic. I am Carolina Guzik, your host, and today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic that I think if you are a wedding photographer, you must have this piece of content in your blog. Now, if you are not a wedding photographer, you can still listen to this episode because you can learn from it. Take whatever, you know, it's important and make it work for your genre of photography. So, hey, this is, you know, this is going to be good for everybody. Now, before we start, I want to thank to the people or the photographers that have left me a review on iTunes. This is really, really appreciated. Reviews help the show rank better, get discovered by new people. So I really appreciate when you leave me beautiful and, you know, amazing reviews. And if you haven't done it yet, I invite you to do so. It really helps the episode. It makes me happy. So it takes only a minute out of your day. So if you feel generous today, go ahead and leave me a review. It will be highly appreciated. And another thing before we start is I want to say thank you to the photographers that have joined me on Patreon. The community is growing there. And if you feel curious about what Patreon is, it is a subscription platform. It's only $10 a month, so extremely affordable. And I am sharing content ideas. I'm doing websites reviews. I'm diving a little bit into the client's journey. Every week I post a little tutorial that is helping photographers with their business. So if you feel interested, if you want to check it out, again, only $10 a month. You can cancel whenever, super easy. And I'm going to leave all the details on the notes of this episode. Now, going back to today's topic and the one piece of content every wedding photographer must have on their blog is a list of their favorite venues in their city. Now, before you tell me that you don't blog and you roll your eyes at me, I can see you through the microphone of this phone. Just kidding, I cannot see you, but I can imagine that you're rolling your eyes. I want to let you know that blogging is not dead and that blogging is really important for your business. And if you are concerned about Instagram and the algorithm and how now you have to do reels and all that, guess what? Instead of spending all that energy into something that you have absolutely not control over, start putting that energy into your website. Start putting that energy into your blog, because even though obviously Google has algorithms and things like that, it is way, way, way more stable. It is not as changing their mind every other month. So I would recommend you to focus your energy on SEO, because this can really move your business forward. Alrighty, so let's talk about this list of venues and how to get started and how to even write this. So the first thing that is important, you know, before we talk about like the actual writing this blog post, is why should you have the, you know, a list of like your favorite venues in your city? And the reason why is because we're trying to meet future clients where they are at. And the majority of couples, when they get engaged, the first thing that they look for is a venue, right? This is what is going to set their budget, what is going to set the aesthetic, what is going to set the style, and what's going to dictate the date that they get married. So the majority of couples, the first thing they look for is a venue. And wouldn't it be cool for you to put your brand in front of couples before they even think about hiring a photographer? If you can anticipate their needs and wants, if you can get yourself established as an expert and create trust even before they think about a photographer, wouldn't this be ideal? Because let me tell you, once you have helped a couple and they see you and trust you and they're like, oh my God, remember that list of venues that helped us find our perfect venue was shared by a photographer? We definitely need to look into this. That's when kind of like the magic starts to happen with branding. So super important, and this is one of the reasons why I have my own list of favorite venues, is because it helps me anticipate the needs of my future clients and puts my name in front of them. The second thing, as I mentioned before, is set you as an expert, right? You might be a wedding photographer and you might be thinking that the only thing you know about is photography. But in reality, as a wedding photographer, we get to know a lot of information about weddings in general. And once again, remember that when couples first get engaged, they know nothing. Maybe they have gone to one or two weddings in their lives, but the majority of couples start this process with very, very little knowledge. And again, if you meet them where they are at and you help them in this process, once again, you're gonna position yourself as an expert, and most importantly, you are building trust. The most important asset that your company will ever have or your brand is the trust of the clients, is the trust of the people that work with you. And here you're actually kind of like paving the way for people that haven't even given you money to give, you know, to trust you. And that is really, really important. Another reason why it is really, really important to have this kind of content in your blog is to connect with future vendors, right? You've been wondering how to get in front of them, how to connect with the best planners in town, and we're so narrow-minded sometimes that we're just like, oh my God, I just need to get on a list of, you know, with this planner because she or he is the best in town, when in reality, there's other places that you can be a part of a list. It could be venues. And if you're doing something for them, most likely they're going to do something for you. So approaching this mentality where you show up for people before they show up for you is really, really important. It has opened so many doors for me, and I can guarantee you it will open doors for you. And lastly, and most important, I mean, not most important, but really, really important, a list like this could help you with your SEO. If you craft a really good article, this can be fundamental for the success of your SEO. If you want to rank for, like, you know, whatever city wedding photographer, if you actually have a list of favorite venues, and again, some other things have to be in place, but this key kind of like blog post, this cornerstone blog post, can help you with your SEO. So heck, I'm giving you at a minimum 1, 2, 3, 5 reasons why you should be doing this. So if none of this convince you, then maybe skip this episode. But if one, at least one of these reasons are piquing your mind, then let's do this. Alrighty, so you're convinced, you're like, Carolina, yes, I want to do this. What's next? Help me out. So the next step obviously will be to make a list of the places that you love already, right? What are these venues that you really, really enjoy photographing people at? Make a list of those. If you are in a transition where perhaps you have changed your pricing, maybe your style had gotten so much better that you are jumping from, you know, into the next level of like wedding vendors, you know, you're kind of like climbing a little bit of the ladder, let's say, within the wedding, you know, industry. This also could be a possibility to start thinking about those venues that you want to photograph couples at. Perhaps now you have a new client avatar. What are these couples getting married? Start listing those venues, because even if you have never photographed there, you can still talk about them. I have a list of about 35 wedding venues, and I will say that I have photographed at least at 25 of these venues, but there's at least 10 places that I have never photographed a wedding at. However, they are on my list because I have them on my mind. I'm like, I want to photograph there soon. So I want to start connecting with them. I want to start driving traffic to their website. I want to show up for them because at some point, it's going to happen. The same thing for you. Alrighty, so make your list. Don't hold back. Make a list and then you can edit the list. Maybe then you can be like, well, this venue, I don't enjoy it so much, so I'm gonna remove it. Or maybe you can be like, wow, this venue, it's really, really, really at the top. And even though I wanna photograph there, maybe I am not there yet. So whatever editing you need to do, do it, but don't disregard places that you have never photographed at, because if your ideal client gets married there, it's time to start paving the road to get to that venue. So once you have your list, you have a couple of options here. One is you can actually contact these venues and tell them what you are planning to do. Be like, hey, I'm writing a list of the top 10 venues on my city. Make it interesting. Make it, you know, important. You know, make it fun for them. And be like, and I want to photograph. I want to talk about your venue. I want to, you know, send clients your way. So I'm planning to, let me know when I can plan to stop by so you can meet me and I can just take a couple of clean shots of the space. You don't have to make this complicated. You don't have to plan a style shoot. You don't have to plan a whole wedding there. You can just be present. You can just be like, hey, I just want to see how the space looks. Take a couple of photos so I can give clients an idea of what white canvas this venue is and how beautiful it could be for their weddings. I can guarantee you that if you approach this that way, people are going to give you a meetup. People are going to be like, sure, come on over, because they have nothing to lose. They have a lot of things to win. And if you present those wins, which is like, hey, I drive a lot of traffic to my website and I want to make sure that your venue is in front of future clients and I want to write about this and I want to help you build, you know, connections with the community, I can guarantee you they will be receptive to this. Now, if you feel intimidating by this approach, or perhaps you have tried and they haven't replied to you, what you can do is you can still write about this venue and you can actually, maybe, obviously, you can use photos, because if you haven't photographed there and you don't have images from this place, well, there is no pictures to use, but you can describe this location, right? If it's a beautiful garden, you can talk about how this place is, you know, big and large and it's perfect for a spring wedding, right? If you have been interested in photographing at this, I don't know, this hotel that is new and trendy, perhaps you can talk about how the decoration is for modern couples and how a ballroom will be great because, you know, it can get so hot during the summer and you don't want to get all sweaty. So having a location that has AC would be perfect. So even if you have never photographed there, I can guarantee you that you can come up with great ideas as to why it will be perfect to get married in a location like that. So once you write this article, what you can do, obviously, is contact whoever made the list and be like, hey guys, I just posted a brand new blog post about the best locations to get married in. Insert your city. You guys made the list. I hope that this, you know, can help you being new clients, blah, 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 blah. And this could be, you know, an opportunity to create a new relationship. This could be an opportunity for them to see you as kind of like as an ally, for them to see you as somebody that also wants to, you know, see their company succeed and open some doors. Sometimes people need to see that you do the first thing before they reciprocate or before they kind of like thank you or something like that. So when I created my list, I made sure that I sent an email to each and every single venue that was a part of this list. I would say that 99% of them replied in a very positive way. The ones where I have never photographed even invite me over. And yes, a handful didn't even reply, but that is fine. I did my part and now SEO is doing its part, which is sending pre-qualified clients into my website. Now, you don't have to write a lengthy post about each venue. If you were to go to my actual page, when I'm talking about like the top 30 venues in Miami, you can see that I just write maybe one or two sentences about each venue. Okay, I don't need to go into all the details. Now, if you want to dive a little bit deeper, what you can do is for each venue that you have more details, you can write a single blog post about a single venue. Okay, this is for another episode, but that's something to give you an idea, something to start considering, because that is going to help you obviously with SEO, that is going to create deeper friendships or relationships within the industry, and most importantly, you are really, really planting that flag as an expert for future clients. All right, so let's talk about writing this blog post. As I mentioned to you, you don't have to write, you know, a lengthy thing. You can write, you know, kind of like 2 or 3 sentences will do. If you have photographed weddings at this venue, you can use some of these images, but most importantly, I want you to link back to that wedding. So let's say that you get married at the Museum of Contemporary Art, that your clients have gotten married at the Museum of Contemporary Art, and you have a beautiful wedding already on your blog. So when you're writing about the Museum of Contemporary Art, you can talk about the benefits of getting married there, and obviously you can put a link back to your wedding. Right? This is going to be good for SEO because these are internal links. So you're supposed to have within your content more of your content that is creating kind of like an internal map. I'm going a little bit geeky on this, but pretty much what this is doing is leaving breadcrumbs. I talk a lot about Hansel and Gretel. So, right, this is exactly what you're doing. When somebody lands on your page and they perhaps love or they want to get married at the Museum of Contemporary Art, and then they click on that link and now they're on your blog post and there is more information and more images, what you're doing is driving traffic into this kind of like tunnel of content. And this is what you want. You want people to stay on your website for a long time, because the longer they are on your website, the better opportunities that you have to create an impact and for them to remember you and for them to want to work with you. Now, if you have never photographed, let's continue with this example, at the Museum of Contemporary Art, then link back to their page. And this is also great for SEO because, again, this is going to help you with backlinks. Most importantly, when you are linking to a page, either within your website or outside of your website, make sure that this page opens on a separate window. You don't want to kick people out of your website. You don't want to for people to be like, oh my God, how do I go back? I don't know, forget about it. You wanna make sure that you have those windows open in separate windows so people can kind of like keep track of where they're going. Now, super important, once you write this blog post, make sure, because you're talking about venues and somebody, let's say, a new couple lands in this page and they don't know yet that you are a photographer, right? They're just landed in this amazing list of venues. So make sure that you are clear, you know, that you clarify that you are a wedding photographer. And how can you do this? When you're writing this article, you can be like, as a wedding photographer, these are the things that I have observed. And most importantly, at the end of the blog post, what you can do is have a clear call to action. Hey, I am a wedding photographer. If you're considering, you know, getting married, or if you need a photographer, make sure you get in touch. Make sure that you're clear about your call to action. Don't give me a little tiny call to action that says like, do you love this? Contact me. Don't make it boring. Let me know who you are. Let me know why should I need to contact you. Make sure that your call to action is clear. Now, talking about these breadcrumbs that I spoke about 2 seconds ago, at the end of my blog post in my own website, I have a little section that is, don't leave yet, take a look at this. And this will be 3 other pieces of article that are relatable to the article people will read. So for example, on my own page for my wedding venues, if you scroll all the way to the end, you will see, don't leave yet, take a look at these resources. So I have an article about how to find the right photographer for you. I have an article about like the best engagement locations in my city. And I have an article about the best wedding planners in my city. Do you think that people that land on my page leave? No, they don't. They go down this rabbit hole that I have created for them to stay on my website. So make sure that you're not leaving people dry. They are already there. They're involved in this content. They're like, oh my God, this person is really helping us out. Keep giving them information they need. Keep planting those seeds. Alrighty, so you wrote the article, you have good call to actions, you have more content that they might need. What do you do next? Well, the first thing that I will do if I were you, first of all, is I send that email to each single venue being like, hey, I wrote this article, you are on it. I hope you get many clients from them. I can't wait to connect you with the community. Done, check, 10 points for me, win-win on my book. The next thing that I'm gonna do is, whether if you have 5 venues, 10 venues, 15, 20, 30, I would say if you have more than 30, maybe you need to break this down because you don't want to overwhelm people with a lot of information, okay? But what I will do is I will break this down and I would create either reels or post about Instagram. So if you have a lot of, you know, venues, you can do like the best beach venues, the best ballroom venues, the best venues for a summer wedding. I don't know, friend, get creative. What is your future client interested in? You can break all this content down and, as I mentioned, create, you know, either more specific blog posts, you can create post on Instagram, you can create reels, you can, you know, break it down and have a good time. Obviously, I would create tons of pins so people on Pinterest go back to my website. And obviously, as I have mentioned, or as you probably have seen on my Instagram stories, one of the pins that do best for me are my pins about the venues in Miami. And it makes sense because new couples are using Pinterest to plan their wedding. Most likely they're searching for venues. They see my pin, now they're on my website. Win, win, 10 out of 10 for me. And now I'm sharing this with you. And if you have a newsletter, send it. Send this information on a newsletter. Tell your friends, post it on your Instagram, post it on your Facebook. Be like, hey, even if you're married, if you have friends that are getting married, share this content with them. Don't be quiet about the content that you create. You can repurpose it in so many levels. And once again, if you don't know about content creation, if you're overwhelmed about content creation, come join me on Patreon so I can help you. Easy breezy. Alrighty guys, this is all for today. If you have any questions, join me on my Facebook group. If you have created, if you have created an article about the best venues in your city to get married, come over to the Facebook group and post them. Let's see what you talk about. Let me take a look at it. Share with the world. I can't wait to hear from you. And until next week with another amazing episode. Ciao.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. For more info about marketing tips for photographers and show notes, please visit thetogrepublic.com. If you enjoy today's show, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. Want even more? Join our marketing community group. Just search for The Tog Republic Group on Facebook. Until next week.